there is one method of eating Thanksgiving dinner that just drives me crazy, that I can't understand or comprehend. It's the approach when somebody takes on their plate and eats one thing at a time, eats all of the turkey, then all of the stuffing, then all of the mashed potatoes, etc. That to me, this is crazy. That what I like about Thanksgiving dinner, or any of those big meals, is kind of the blend of everything together. Kind of working around the plate in circles, bringing a little bit of all the flavors together to enter in and, I think, build a better unity. Kind of a comprehensive flavor of everything working in tandem. In the gospel today, Christ tells us that whatever our eating habits may be, our vision of life also needs this comprehensive view. I think he really speaks against maybe a compartmentalization of life, dividing it into little separate pockets that don't interact with each other. That he tells us in this great parable from Matthew, speaking of that judgment of the king who is like a shepherd, as we celebrate Christ the King today, he says, what you have done or failed to do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done or failed to do for me. That both groups, the righteous and the unrighteous in the parable, are surprised. They say, when did we do this? When did this happen? That one, naturally, the righteous saw this unity of life, living in this consistent manner throughout all the parts of their life, where the others were surprised because they had compartmentalized their faith down. That there was just kind of maybe their, we might say in modern speak, their personal relationship with God. This is a temptation today. We hear that at times. You know, what really matters is just my personal relationship with God. Or I think Jesus says that's not enough in the gospel. Not that our personal faith, our belief in God, our personal relationship with God is bad. It's a very important thing. It's a very good thing. But that it's not the end. It's not everything. That he calls for a faith that is comprehensive, that is about every aspect of our life. Not separated out into its own little pocket, but permeating, seeing not just ourselves as Christ, the body of Christ in the world, his hands and his feet, an image we think of a lot of time, but seeing others as other Christs, as seeing as, again, Christ in the least of our brothers and sisters. That this is something that is challenging to us. It calls us out of our comfort zone, that we need to be seeing this image of what St. Augustine says, the perfect image of Christ serving Christ. Of going out, of bringing everything into unity. That really, we see that in this Feast of Christ the King, call it the end of the liturgical year. And that even in the way that we try and look at the year as Catholics, we try to have this comprehensive view, to see everything in this unity, to take the entirety of time and kind of place it over every year. That every year we go through the entirety of time in our church calendar. That in Advent, we celebrate not just those proximate weeks before the birth of Christ, but really all of creation up to that fulfillment of that promise. That we represent all the time of the prophets, all of those years of preparation, waiting for that great day, that Savior, that Redeemer, to begin this new and eternal covenant. With Christmas, we slow down a little bit. We take the Christmas season from Christmas Day all the way through the feast of the baptism of the Lord to call to mind and remember what we call his private life, Christ's life in Nazareth with Mary and Joseph, working in a family. These years of kind of quiet, these years of silence, of preparation, that then we celebrate our first section of ordinary time, going from the baptism of the Lord up to Lent. That this time, we think of those couple weeks that we have between those two feasts as kind of those few years that Christ spent preaching and teaching in his public ministry. With Lent and Easter, we commemorate his passion, his death, his resurrection, his 40 days with us before the ascension, the 10 days waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Again, slowing down to ponder that time of Christ's life. Then we have the final time of the church year, the ordinary time after Pentecost. From Pentecost, the birthday of the church, going out, beginning the preaching of the gospel, up to the feast today of Christ the King, when we celebrate what Paul says in the second reading, that time when God is all in all, that day that doesn't end, that fulfillment of all creation. That we have these weeks, these months that we've celebrated of this ordinary time after Pentecost, of thinking about what we are doing in the mission of the church now, going from Pentecost into eternity. That we can think back then over this past year. How has that comprehensive view of our life been? How has our faith led into love? You know, that we don't say we're saved by faith alone, that faith begins that relationship with God, that faith enters us into this, but that faith ends in love, love of God and love of neighbor. We think of that. You know, how has that view, that comprehensive image of bringing everything together been present? What hopes and desires do we have for this new liturgical year to come?